Now we have in verse 12, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, I made the statement before that we had had the last public appearance of Jesus, and that was true. Here, this is a public offer of himself as their king, which they, of course, rejected. But he's no longer mixing among the people and teaching. That has ceased. That has ended. This is an act that he performed. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. Now, what you have here is not much of a triumph, and John makes that clear. The fact of the matter is, he was just fulfilling prophecy in doing this, and he merely offered himself. That is all. And verse 16, These things understood not his disciples at the first. You see, they haven't entered into his death. The only one that has is this woman Mary. Notice, though, what John says. Then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. When? But when Jesus was glorified. Not until after his death and resurrection. Now we have the people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead by a record. You see, this is the curiosity crowd that were there. They are the curiosity seekers. They were there to applaud the hero of the hour. And our Lord is not teaching, you notice, at this time. For this cause the people also met him, for that they had heard that he had done this miracle. You see, they were there just because of the miracle that had been. Now the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world has gone after him. Now this was just his brief moment of triumph, and it was right before his death. And Christ could go to the crown, obviously, without going to the cross. But if he went to the crown, if he was the ruler today, friends, you and I would never have been saved. But he has to go to the cross if he's to save you and me. What a picture that we have here in this incident that is given at this particular time. Now, this, as we've said, is his brief moment of triumph. And this is no triumphal entry. And is actually just a very brief moment of triumph. The artist Doré gave a very remarkable painting of the crucifixion. I think it's the only one that I care for, and it was very expressive and eloquent. Actually, all that was in the picture were these three crosses, and they were empty. The bodies of those who had been crucified had been taken down. And in the background, there is a little donkey, and he is eating on a palm frond. That's all. What a message. Here is all of the tokens of the so-called triumphant entry. But what is the important thing? There's that cross on which he died. And where was the crowd that cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel. It cometh in the name of the Lord. Well, they're the crowd that the next day said, Crucify him. And they're gone. They're no longer following him. He's in the tomb now, but he'll be back the third day. You see, this actually was not a quite public appearance. It's a public offer of himself as the king. And he certainly was rejected in this hour.